All right, y'all, we are back, and sorry it took so long. We had some technical difficulties we had to take care of. So let's get this second episode going.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, wow. I love that. All right, we're going to go to South Africa and talk about Pinky Pinky. It makes the girls scared to go to the bathroom. Let's see here. American kids have Bloody Mary to terrify them out of going to the bathroom alone. Girls in South Africa have Pinky Pinky, a demon with shockingly pink hair who would target women just trying to use the bathroom. According to the South African, Pinky Pinky particularly does not like girls who wear pink underwear and has been known to attack or even murder them. So, no pink underwear.
Why?
She doesn't like it.
Well, that's her problem.
All right. Egyptian parents know that the way to get their kids to behave is to threaten them with Abu Ragel Masluka. I totally slaughtered that name. Okay. The descriptions are actually vague. His appearance is pretty much agreed upon. He does have one burnt.
It's been a long day. Full of your bullshit.
He does have one burnt leg. Some parents threaten their children by claiming that the demon will steal one of their legs. What? Stop showing me that.
It's cute.
I don't like babies.
It's not the baby, it's the woolly mammoth dog.
I do love the dog. Some parents threaten their children by claiming that the demon will steal one of their legs if they misbehave in order to replace his own. That is terrifying. A
I
demon's
know.
gonna come get your leg.
A demon's
Okay.
gonna hump your leg.
Come get your leg.
Oh. Shake your head at me.
You are sending me stuff, and now I get to post it on Instagram, whatever you've sent me.
I wouldn't
So
post that.
the Scandinavian Ginganger is sort of like a ghost zombie hybrid that haunts the living. It translates into walking after death. Traditionally, a Ginganger is sort of a hybrid of a ghost and a zombie in that it has a corporeal form like a zombie, but still possesses its mind and memories like a ghost. They are created when a dead person has unfinished business or if they were killed violently through murder or suicide. The belief in them dates back to the Vikings. A more recent belief has another connection to zombies. They can infect the living by pinching them. Typically, the Ginganger will pinch someone while they're sleeping, and the pinched person will then be marked for sickness and death.
Coming, brah.
Okay, now we're going to learn about water babies.
You're a water baby.
You're a water baby. Water babies, according to Native American lore, can be found at Massacre Rocks State Park in Idaho and in Utah Lake, though one origin story is distinctly more upsetting. The Idaho water babies are believed to be the ghost of young children that the starving people of the Shoshone tribe drowned in the river.
The what tribe?
Shoshone.
You're a Shoshone.
Choosing this death over one of starvation, it's said that if you sit at the rocks, you can still hear their cries, while some stories claim that the babies simply drowned. Others say that they adapted, grew gills, and have sworn revenge on the living. The Utah water babies are believed to be another type of creature altogether. These water babies were a type of dwarf that lived in the lake and mimicked the sounds of babies crying to drown unsuspecting people. So there's that. And that is all of the worldwide urban legends. So, y'all, what I'm gonna do is, because it will take entirely too long to read
Yes, it will.
50 urban legends. So, what I'm gonna do is, I'm just going to let you know what they are. So if you hear one that sounds like fun, look it up and maybe we'll do a story on one of them. So I'm just going to go from state to state and let you know what they are. So Alabama has the Hell's Gate Bridge. Alaska has the Kushtaka of the Alaskan Triangle. Arizona has the Ghost of Slaughterhouse Canyon. Arkansas has the Boggy Creek Monster.
The Boggy Creek Monster?
Nope. California has the Charman.
California, California, California.
Colorado has the Many Legends of Riverdale Road.
Like the Riverdale Show?
God, I hope not. Connecticut has Hannah Crana. Delaware has the Ghost of Mr. Chew. Florida has the Gravity-Defying Spook Hill. Georgia has the ghost town of Lake Lanier. That lake is scary. I've heard stories about it. Hawaii has the Night Marchers, and we already went over those. Idaho, of course, the Water Babies of Massacre Rock, what we just went over. Illinois has Homie the Clown, and yes, y'all, it is Homie the Clown from In Living Color. That's where they got the idea. But it is not a funny, fun-loving clown, just a different one. Okay. Indiana has the 100 Step Cemetery. Iowa has the Black Angel. Kansas has the Devil's Chair. Kentucky has the Goat Man of Pope Lick. Louisiana has the Grunch. Maine has the mysterious stain on Colonel Jonathan Buck's tomb. I wonder what kind of stain that is. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh. Maryland has Chessie, the Chesapeake Bay Monster. Massachusetts has the Spirit of Hoosac Tunnel. Michigan has the Little Girl on Knock Knock Road. Minnesota has the Kensington Runestone. Mississippi has Deer Island's Haunted Treasure. Missouri has Momo the Missouri Monster. That's what our daughter calls my mom, Momo. She's a Missouri monster. Okay, Montana has the Story of Sacrifice Cliff. Nebraska has the Poison Girl at Centennial Hall. Nevada has Area 51.
No.
New Hampshire has the Witch of Hampton, Goody Cole. New Jersey obviously has the Jersey Devil.
Oh, obviously.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
Stop yawning.
I didn't know that.
You should have.
I thought it was like...
What do you think it was?
A bunch of...
What?
Snookies. Shmoo shmoo.
I mean, that's kind of like a Jersey Devil. All right.
From Southport.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Then recognize it and talk about it.
New Mexico has La Mala Aura.
So when did Mexico become part of the 50 states of the United States?
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
New Mexico is...
You just said Mexico. You didn't say New Mexico.
I said New Mexico.
No, you didn't.
You aren't listening.
I heard it.
You did not hear it. New York has Cropsey. North Carolina has the Beast of Bladenboro. Oh my God, if you don't stop yawning.
Sorry, it's a lack of oxygen.
North Dakota has White Lady Lane. Ohio has the Werewolf of Defiance. And we went over that in the werewolf episode, y'all.
We did?
Yes, we did. Oklahoma, the Mysterious Shaman's Portal. Oregon, the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach. Ooh. Pennsylvania has the Best to Nowhere. Rhode Island has the Devil's Footprints. South Carolina, the Death of Julia Laguerre. I hope that's how you say it. South Dakota, Walking Sam in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Sorry. Tennessee, the Boy in the Bathroom at Pine Haven School. I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
Texas has the Candy Lady.
Hey, wait. Tennessee should be the Bell Witch.
You would think so. Maybe we should get them drunk and they can fight each other. Like the Sherpas do with the Yeti that we talked about.
I thought that was a shirt I got you.
Oh my goodness. Texas has the Candy Lady, and that just sounds delightful. So I love that. Utah, the curse of the Escalante Petrified Forest.
Utah.
Vermont has the frozen people. Virginia has the bunny man. And I've heard that story. It's pretty crazy. Washington obviously has Bigfoot. And West Virginia. Can you guess what West Virginia is?
Country roads. Take me home.
Keep on. Go ahead.
No.
Do you know who they have? Thing. Okay. West Virginia has Mothman, y'all.
West Virginia. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to let you finish that out.
Are you?
Yes. Okay. Wisconsin has Boy Scout Lane.
I figured they would have something with cheese.
What?
Like a cheese monster or some shit.
I love cheese. Cheese is so, like, one of my favorite things. Wyoming has the Devil's Tower, where Troy is from.
Huh?
You're from the Devil's Tower.
I'm from Wyoming.
Oh. Okay, and that is all of them, all 50 states. So, I hope you enjoyed it, guys. Did you think of any more urban legends that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, there was that one about, and then again it was, and then that happened when it did.
What are you doing? Stop doing that. I was like, what? Is he blocking out over there?
We're like, damn, I missed it.
Well, they're already gone. They're done with it. All right, y'all. I'm sorry that it took so long for this next episode to come out. We had some issues, but we did get it out.
We didn't. You did.
I did not. I did it right, y'all. It just didn't work out the way it was supposed to. I'm going to blame our network, and it didn't come out when it was supposed to.
We're literally sitting right beside the modem, the wireless modem.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the network that we're on.
ABC?
Yes, ABC. Okay, y'all. I hope y'all have a... I just want to punch you.
Do
sometimes.
It. Please do.
Just
give me a
one
reason.
One good time.
Give me a reason.
All right, y'all.
Carmen Bra.
Fuck you, Barry. Yes.
Wow.
Stop.
You laugh like a.
Like a what?
96-year-old smoking woman.
I am a 96-year-old smoking woman.
You look like one.
That's hateful. All right. So we are hopefully going to do something more fun. Stop touching me. More fun.
Wow.
You were trying to grab my hairs.
No, I wasn't.
Next week. Stop. And I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Y'all make good choices. If y'all have any ideas, email us or DM us at Supernatural Smut Podcast. And hopefully we will get your ideas going and have it for an episode. So we will see y'all next week. Fuck you, Barry.
So weird.
You're so weird. I'm going to hit you. All right. Bye, guys.